Finished the review with Dan, Neil and Sean after Liverpool 3, Leicester City 1. We won't ask Sean how much more fan mail he's had than usual after his appearance on Amazon last night. But it sold the edition of You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah, all right. That's a good job they didn't have the camera on me with the linesman.
You're not better, I think. There's some faded footage.
Yeah.
Indeed. But it's nice to see you, Sean, considering the win of the game. I knew I'd get to chat to you today.
It's one
of the lineup then.
Well, it was one of the rare moments where you didn't see me strangling a child, one of my own, after. So, yeah.
Clearly they wouldn't have shown that on Amazon, but there you go.
I'd like to
see what Banana Risa thinks of that.
Well, this is it. I can imagine Risa dissecting that. I've actually been in John Onorisa's house.
From Living
Paul, is it?
Yeah, it's one for another day. He swapped shirts after the Roma game with Cafu. So yeah, and then he's got I can't remember the Roma title winning team. It was a nice gaff. Yeah,
I don't have magic us.
John Arna.
He's never gonna tell you what he thinks of this lineup, Dan.
He's never gonna tell me, but I'll tell him that Jones and Nunes keeping a bit of rhythm, I think, makes sense. But I think on the flip side, you can apply the same to Diaz and Szoboszlai. I suppose how much of this is picking your West Ham team whilst picking your Leicester team? And then conversely with them, I think there's something struck me when I looked at their lineup and their bench. I think firstly, no Vardy actually helps them in terms of what they're trying to do in and out of possession at times. But also I just wonder whether there was a few players on the bench, whether it was maybe a bit of a toss of a coin in between two or three of theirs, and he's gone with ones and not others. And there was a couple on the bench who I was, I guess, pleased to see on the bench, even though I thought Liverpool would still win the game. But anyway, Sean, what did you think of the lineup?
The easy bit starting with them was that obviously they changed the goalkeeper, which you had to expect that they were going to bring in Stalasic in. They couldn't use Ward again, so they needed to probably throw Stalasic in at the deep end. Maybe slight question mark whether they would revert to a back five. I'm sure Slot might have wondered whether they might do something like that, but they're not. They sort of defended in that 4-4-2 shape that you've seen from them with us. I agree with you. I think it's very much picking your West Ham team and working backwards. I also wonder whether there might have been a slight element of having in the back of his mind what he's likely to do for Manchester United as well, particularly with the selection of Nunes. And I wonder whether part of it was, I'm not sure I can back Jota up in both. There might be an element of him wanting Diaz for the 90 against West Ham. And there might also be an element of saying, well, Nunes has been training well, but he might not be starting the next two. And it would be no bad thing to try and get his confidence up as well.